these are the reckonings of the Mishkan, Mishkan of testimony. Asher puka alpi Moshe, reckoned through Moshe, avoidas halavim biyadi summer banana kayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about Moshe Rabbeinu, b'chol beis hineman. Moshe Rabbeinu was trusted more than anybody. B'chol beis hineman, he's the most trustworthy person. So everyone say, why was it necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu over here to make hashvainus? Shteitin matters tanchuma, because Moshe Rabbeinu overheard a conversation between the Litzonei Hador. They were following him, they were looking at him, and what did they say? He said, oh, look, he looks so healthy. Mamash, his neck is nice and thick, and his body is nice and gesund. So Mamash, so the other one said, what do you expect? What do you expect? If you'd be put in charge of so much money and so many riches with that already on top of you, you know, he shouldn't be rich. Of course he has what to even finance himself with. So when Moshe Rabbeinu heard this, he said, Chayechem, that when the Melechus HaMishkan will be finished, I will give a din v'cheshbon. Kivan shenigmar amalei eile pikudei HaMishkan, they gave a din v'cheshbon on everything. L'chayra, it's very schwer to understand. How can people be choshed Moshe Rabbeinu? By the Bizas Hayam, when everybody else was busy with collecting the treasures, Moshe Rabbeinu was mevater on that completely. And Moshe Rabbeinu was Isaac with the Achmas Yosef. So you see the Moshe Rabbeinu, it didn't play a role. When it came to mitzvahs, Gashmius and Mammon did not play a role b'chlal. So how's it shaykh over here that people should have a shot on it? I saw in the Sefer Eitzrus Pnini HaTayra, he says it's moving up here, the famous Gemara in Masech the Saita. Yeshua ben Prachi was forced to run away to Alexandria Shom Mitzrayim when Yanai HaMelech got angry at the Chachomim. So Yeshua ben Prachi ran with his Talmidim, they hid in Mitzrayim, and Yashkir went down there with him. Finally, after a while, Shimon ben Shotach came out of hiding. Shimon ben Shotach was Yanai HaMelech's brother-in-law. Abramai Sashayi came out of hiding, and he brought back Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachi. So on the way back, Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachi and his Talmidim stayed over at an inn. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachi commented about the woman that was taking care of the Malas Hasanya. What an ayin tova she had, how wonderful she was. He's kami yofi ishazu, kami yofi eineha yishal ishazu. He meant she has an ayin tova. So Yoshke, he pipes up, he says, Rabbi, eineha trutos, her eyes are crooked. You know, it's not beautiful eyes. She says, Russia, that's what you choshed me with. And that's when he banished him, he chased him away. Suppose that in Fandana, that each person, when he says a certain comment, he understands it in his own way. She has beautiful physical eyes. She has an ayin tov, she's a balas chesed. Or if someone was slicked in the under Indian, you know, to him, he thought he meant physical zachen. That is the metzias. So that's the same shot over here. I mean, I swear it was not shayach to be choshed Moshe Rabbeinu. But someone was lichting Gneva, and someone that has his mind on how I could play tricks on others, saying, yeah, he must be Moshe Rabbeinu. What do you think? He got that healthy all by himself. You know, what's man's to it? Obviously, it had to be that he took some money. That's what was lichting Gneva has that kind of a thing. That's the shot over here. Nuchtem Elio, somebody once says from Dessler, about what Chazal say, that Tcheles is doing it to the Yam, and the Yam is doing it to the Kisei HaKovit, to Shemayim, Shemayim is doing it to Kisei HaKovit. So you'll remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who thinks like that. You know, and it's such a vital zak. You see Tcheles, you think of the Yam, you think of Shemayim, you think of the Kisei HaKovit, right? So Reb Dessler asked them, there's a halacha, a person's not supposed to look at colored begotten of women, even when they're not wearing it. That halacha you understand? So he says, yeah, he says, that's the chiluk between us and the Chachamim. You know, the Chachamim's mind was always on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They saw blue, they saw the Kisei HaKovit. He says, by other people, you know, they see a beggar, you know, right away, you know, they think of other things. That's the pshat. Someone of us licked in Genevis, that's what comes to mind. That's the meaning of the Leitzani Adar. You find this, you say also, famous drush of Chazal. Alken yomru ha-moishlim bayu cheshvayim. The moishlim, that's Bilam and his father Bahar, they used to say Mishalim in poetry, they said bayu cheshvayim, by the Mocham of Sichem. So Chazal darshan, alken yomru ha-moishlim, elu ha-moishlim b'yitzram. Those are the moishlim, the Yitzhar. Bayu cheshvayim, bayu v'nachshayim, cheshvayim shalaylam. I mean, the drosh has no shaykhs to the story. Like, well, how'd they come to this? The Teretz is because with Dostlik Zayn Kup, they were thinking Cheshvan and Evesh a whole day. They were thinking Moshe L'Yitrim a whole day. They saw Moshe, this is what came to their mind. And once there was a person coming from Eretz Yisrael, his name was Rav Reichman. He was collecting Fatmos Kala. So he said he could tell what kind of a home he comes into. When he comes to some homes, they ask him, are you related to Reichman, the big veer? And other people ask him, are you related to Reichman that put the Ramban out on Masechet Shabbos? He can tell by the question where, you know, what kind of a home he's entering. Well, look, I mentioned cups over here, the Litzani Hadar. They were into these Gnei Vishishtik. That was their Shara Moshe Rabbeinu. And for that, Moshe Rabbeinu had to give it Din V'cheshbon. Ubitzalel ben Uri ben Chur Lamata Yehuda. Also as Kol Ashetziva Hashem as Moshe. Bitzalel did everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe. Zok Rashi. Ashetziva Oisei Moshe likes it. It doesn't say what Moshe told him. Ashetziva Hashem as Moshe. Even things that Moshe Rabbeinu did not tell him openly. No, Hashem told Moshe, Bitzalel was mechavet to the Emes. What's the Mishnah? What's the Mishnah? Because when Moshe Rabbeinu said over the Inyan, the Seder Advarim of the Malachas HaMishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu said, L'chadchil of the Aron and the Kalim. And then afterwards, Parshas Shumi afterwards, he spoke about the Chotzer, the building of the whole Mishkan, the outside Chalik of the Mishkan. He said, the Kalim first and then the Mishkan. Yet Bezalel, he said, that's impossible. How could that be? The Derech HaOlam is that first you build a house and then you put the Kalim in. And that's exactly the way it says in Parshas Vayakel. First, Chotzer with the Mishkan, and then afterwards the Kalim. She says, Moshe Rebbe, is it Shaykh that's supposed to be the Mishkan first and then the Kalim? She says, yeah, that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me. Bitzalel, Bitzel, Kalim, Yisa. You attack a Mechav. That's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, L'chadchila. And that's what the Halach is. First, the Mishkan, like the Minhag HaOlam is, and then afterwards the Kalim. The famous question is, if Taka, that's the way it's supposed to be. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu learn Lehepach? He learned the Kalim first and then afterwards the Mishkan. What's the Pshat? So the Maral says the Mari Dikim Pshat. The Maral says that Moshe Rabbeinu and Bezalel were they had two different jobs when it came to the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu had the job of teaching the Mishkan, and Bezalel had the job of building the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Limud, and Bezalel was the Lamais. In the Limud, you teach the most Choshev Ezach first. Most Choshev Ezach is the Arayim, the Menorah, the Shulchan, the Kalim. That's the Tachlis of everything. So in the Limud, you teach the most Choshev thing first. And then afterwards, you teach the Choshev Harayit, who carried the Kalim, the Klei HaMishkan, Kahos, and who carried the Choshev with the outside things, Merari. That shows you that was more Choshev. So in the Limud, the more Choshev Kalim come first, and afterwards comes the secondary. But Bezalel was Megeh to the Lamaisa. In the Lamaisa, the Minhag HaOlam is to build the outside first and then to bring the Kalim in. The Shail is, why did Moshe Rabbeinu say that to Bezalel? I'm teaching this first, and then afterwards comes that. So the Maral says, a Chiddush Godel. He says, Hayois Moshe Rabbeinu, who Shaykh to the Limud of the Mishkan, he forgot the Seder that first comes the Mishkan and afterwards comes the Kalim. That's a tremendous pella. To say that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot was the Shah, how do you the Herod such as Zach? The Moshe Rabbeinu, because he was shy after the Limud, he forgot. So the way I inherited it is, it's another Yisai that's brought down. Maral speaks about it a little bit. And that is, the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, the Beis HaMidbeis, that Reb Chiya said to Rav, Bar Pachtei, son of Gedolim, didn't I tell you that when Rebbe is Isaac in one Masechta, don't ask him from a different Masechta? famous question is, you could ask Rabbi Yashu Chaim Kanievsky, you could ask Mechala Teiru Kula. So if Yehuda HaNasi was Isaac with one Masech, you couldn't ask him in a different Masech, what's the Pshat? The Teretz is, so the Pachad Yitzchak of Hutna says, that when Yehuda HaNasi was learning in Masech, every fiber of his Metzias was in that Masech. Hashem, if he's there, he couldn't pull himself out to concentrate. It was Adrava, it was Machmas, his godless, that he could not have Shadows to a different Masechta. Right now, he's holding in this Masechta B'chol Tafak. It's like Rashi means that a Malach can't do two different Shlichas at one time. A Malach is less capable than a Ben Adam. The Teretz is a Malach is a Metzias of a Shliach. His Metzias is the Shlichas he's in right now. So all the Kayach he has right now is for that Shlichas and for nothing else. That's the pshat with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the shliach for limud. And he put all of his koiches and all of his seichel into the limud. And mitzad, the oifen of limud, the seichel was mechayev, the kalim first and afterwards. So Shalom, he said, the lamaisa, that was not his thing. Adar Rabbi Bitzalel, his shlichus was on the lamaisa. So he asked Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe he's like, he says, you're right. Kach tzivani HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said the Lima Shabbat, the Kalim come first. He said the Maisa, the Mishkan comes first. The Levush, in Levush HaAira, he says that one false shot in the Gansin. Chas v'shalom to say that Moshe Rabbeinu taught one way, not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Chas v'chalila. Norvas. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu, the day after he came down from Har Sinai, Vayakal Moshe's Kol Kaladas Yisrael, and he taught them everything to feed the way it says in Parsha Vayakal. Right? And Pikude, first was the Mishkan, and afterwards the Kehel. But later on, when he taught them more of the Pratim, how to put together the Kehel or whatever, so then he did the Kehel first, and afterwards he did the Mishkan. Why he did that, we'll see in a minute why. So, Bitzalel had a suffix. He says, Rebbe, min I say, it should be taken the way you taught us l'chitchila. First should come the Mishkan, and afterwards the Kehel. Maybe it's taken Xeris HaKosov, Shaloi Kileged Min HaGaila. So not Moshe Rabbeinu told him, no, Rebbe, you're right. It's the way I taught it l'chitchila. I said, why did Moshe Rabbeinu change it afterwards? The Teretz is, hey, I say afterwards, Moshe Rabbeinu said, also, Limidus Vishachanti Besoichim. So you have to tell him what this Vishachanti Besoichim is. It's on the Aron. That was the Kisei HaKavod, like we said earlier. So once you have to speak about the Aron, he mentioned the other Kalim first. Because that is the Tachlis of the Mishnah. So Levush HaAira says, he taught them both ways. He taught them, look at the Seder the way it should be. When he was teaching them the Pratim of each thing separately, he first taught the Kalim. Why did he do that? For a reason, not because that's the way it should be. Because if he's saying v'shachanti b'soichem, that starts with the Aron. So he started with the Aron and went weiter. So I learned the same for Levush HaAira. Vateichel kol avodas mishkan oyel mayit. All of the avoda of the mishkan of oyel mayit finished. Vayasu b'nei Yisrael kol chol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe kein osu. The Bnei Yisrael did like everything Hashem commanded Moshe, so they did. Why is it, if the Torah says, "Vateichu kol avodas mishkan oyel mayit," it was finished. So Vashteitzer v'yasu Bnei Yisrael kol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. If it was finished, vaystoyz they did it. So why does the Torah have to repeat afterwards, "Vateichu kol avodas mishkan oyel mayit," v'yasu Bnei Yisrael kol asher tziva? What's meant this? Why the Torah have to tell us that? So Shlomo Kluger says that when the Torah says over here by Yasu, Bnei Yisrael, it means like this. While they were Isaac in the Binyan HaMishkan, they were parted from other mitzvahs. Isaac the mitzvah, parted from HaMitzvah. So often's the Torah, Vateichu kol avodas mishkan oyel mayit. Now that the avod of the mishkan oyel mayit was finished, now Vayasu Bnei Yisrael kachol ha-shasiv Hashem, now they were able to be mekayim the rest of the mitzvahs of the Torah, because they no longer had the tour of Isaac the mitzvah, parted from HaMitzvah. Shlomo Kluger also says there's a hidden remez over here. Says Azek. A lot of times people like to give donations to buildings and to organizations. And then when it comes to doing their own mitzvahs, they say, yeah, I already gave, you know that building over there, that's my building, and that I support, you know, so and so. Comes to the egg and the mitzvahs, they rely on their support. The Torah is telling us over here, and Afal Pikein, even after they donated with the Divas Halev, and after they worked hard on it, they weren't relying on the zechuyos of donating to the Mishkan, of helping out with the Mishkan. That did not prevent them from doing their egen avodah. Vayasu b'nei Yisrael k'chol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe kein osu. Vayar Moshe es kol ha-melachim. And Moshe Rabbeinu saw all the melachim. V'hinei osu oisah, they did it. Kasher tziva Hashem kein osu. Vayivarech oisah Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu gave them a brach, as Rashi says. He said, Yirotzein shetishre shchina b'masi yedeichem. The Shechina should rest in your Maisi Yadayim. So also the question, why would you need a special bracha for that? If the whole Avodah was to bring the Shechina down, and they did it with such a Hislahavas, you need an extra bracha for that. So I saw wrote down, Rebellion Yukansky was, that's how I was a Rosh Hashiva in the Mir in Brooklyn. He said, Shema Mina, that to build the Maisi and to bring the Shechina down here, you need tremendous Siyat in the Shemaya. You can have all the money, and you can have all of the work, and you can have all the know-how. If there is no siyata d'shmaya, then it's not going to happen. Finished. And even after they did it with the Nedivas Halev, even after all that, they needed a special bracha. Yirosan shetishra shchina b'masa yadeich. That's what he said. Kipshuta. But Rashi continues and says, in addition to this bracha, Moshe Rabbeinu added the pasuk. Noyam Hashem alakeinu aleinu. Pleasantness of Hashem should be on us. What's up? See, Badafka picked on that pasuk. This Rabbi Yashiv says a beautiful shot. Rabbi Yashiv says the Bnei Yisrael were in the Mitzrayim for 210 years. And they picked up a lot of Hashpah from the Mitzrayim. A lot of their culture, a lot of their beauty. So Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid that maybe in their minds they had a little bit of the culture of Mitzrayim, and maybe for the future they wanted to bring some of the beauty of the Mitzrayim into the Mishkan. And even if it was beautiful chitzayistik, the chitzayistik culture has some sort of a beauty to the world, but it has no place in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Mishkan of Hashem, no makom. L'rosha Omar Malach Olasap Rechuk Edafikashtav. I want the Bnei Yisrael's beauty. That's why that was the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't want any of the outside culture. We want the pleasantness and the beauty of Hashem should be chal on us, and we should never allow any of the Zaytik cultures to come into the Beis HaMikdash. That was the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave them. That's the yesod of Hashroas Hashchina in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the yesod of each and every one of us is running a Beis HaMikdash in our own homes. Every house is a Beis HaMikdash. The yisoid of Hatzloch of that Beis HaMikdash is V'inoyim Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu. The pleasantness and the beauty of Hashem should be on us, and not the so-called beauty of the outside world. V'ayokem Moshe es HaMishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu picked up, he stood up the Mishkan. V'ayitem es Adonav. He put on the Adonim. V'ayosim es Kroshav. He put up the Kroshim. Vayitim es Brichov, he put up the latches. Vayokim es Amudim. And he put up the Amudim as well. Gemara Masechtos Nedarim Daf Lamed Chesam Bet Aleph says, Omer Rav Yochanan said, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashra Shkinosai El Al Gibor V'Oshir V'Chocham V'Onav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not rest his Shechina of Nevuah on a person unless he's a Gibor. He's rich, he's a chacham, he's an anav. We all learn it out of Moshe Rabbeinu. Gibar, dechsiv, vayifreis es ha'oyel al ha-mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu put the tent, the yireis on top of the Mishkan. V'omer mar, Moshe Rabbeinu parsed it. Moshe Rabbeinu did it himself. Uksiv eser amas ha'erech ha-karesh. The crushing were 10 amas high. So for Moshe Rabbeinu to do it, he also had to be 10 amas high. A person that's 10 amas high is gemental, very strong. That's the Gemara's raya, the Moshe Rabbeinu was strong. So, as they went to Ram, so the Rosh over there asks a question, the Pirush Rosh on the Gemara, why didn't the Gemara bring a raya from the pasuk that's before that? Vayokim Moshe HaMishkan, Vayosim is Krashav. We mentioned last week that each keresh was 1.3 tons, with the Tzipui Zor was about 3 something tons. So it says, Vayokim Moshe, as HaKroshim, that comes before the Prisas Ha'oyel. Why didn't the Gemara bring a raya from over there? So I fret the Rosh and he buys my akash. So the Marashon, Chidushi Agoda says that from the Hakamas HaMishkan you wouldn't be able to make a raya. Because it says in Pasuk Yitzayin, Hukam HaMishkan. Chazal Darshan, it was put up by itself. B'mais HaNisan. That Moshe Rabbeinu did not do. So if Azoyev was put up with Mais HaNisan, you can't bring a raya of the Gvura of Moshe Rabbeinu. But the priestess of oil, you don't find it happened through Mais HaNisan. So Moshe Rabbeinu, in order to do it, he had to be 10 Amos tall. So from there you see the Gvura of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vivas has answered another thing that the Mepharshim ask, another question. It says, by Vayaviyus HaMishkan El Moshe Zafrashi, they were not able to put up the Mishkan. Bitzalel and Aholiyah were not able to put it up. They brought it to Moshe Rabbeinu. It was too heavy. What do we do? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are we supposed to do? How can we put it up? Amalei Moshe, so he told him, Asaykata biyadcha, you make with your hands as if you're picking it up. You'll look as if you're picking it up, and it will get up by itself, and I will write on the Torah that you were the one that did it. So I state in Chazal. So Mashma, the Moshe Rabbeinu, didn't have to put any vur into it, right? Of the Maisa, the Gemara Masech, the Shabbos says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Gavoy Eser Amos, and the male he had Koyach to put up the Mishkan. The Chayetz is the Teretz is, if you would the Marashara said, it's 2,100 in Yonah. The Krosh and Taka Moshe Rabbeinu did not have the Koyach to do, and for that he had to come to a special Siyata Dishmaya. But the priest says, oh, yo, that he was Taka strong enough to do. Ashal if he's there, it's not a stira between the two things. Interestingly enough, I saw it brought down. B'shem to say for Tameh had to on him that on Vayokem Moshe the Tameh Hanagin is Kadmo V'Azla. Kadmo V'Azla, they went up and stood up by themselves. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to do it. But Agav, it's interesting, the Lashon of the Medrash. Moshe Rabbeinu, you do it, and you make like you're doing it, and I'll really do it for you, and it's going to look like you did it. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the Hashemis. He wanted to take credit for something that didn't exist. What's the pshat? And Moshe Rabbeinu was looking, Moshe Rabbeinu is the honor of Mikolodim, he was looking for covet. So I saw the pshat brought down, Kasva Chalila. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted Klal Yisrael to learn a lesson from over here. When you think things are impossible, you do the action anyway, and Hashem's going to do the rest. And it's considered like you did it. This is what wasn't about the covet of Moshe Rabbeinu that Moshe Rabbeinu was interested in. A lot of times we think, you know, something is impossible, how are we going to Bechlal approach it? You have to start. We saw Salanti used to say in Yiddish, "Bedaf ton nish oiftan." You have to do, not look at the results. The results, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's business. So Hashem, if he's there, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. You do the actions as if you're doing it. I'll already do the rest. Now it's the covet of Moshe Rabbeinu, but for the lesson for Klal Yisrael, for Dairis, that this is the way it's done. Kichol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe, kein osu b'nei Yisrael. Like everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe, so the b'nei Yisrael did as kol ha'avayda. Vayar Moshe es kol ha'mavoche, b'nei osu reisok asher tziva Hashem, kein osu. Vayivorach oisom Moshe. So Sofer says that this pasuk is very redundant. Kichol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe, kein osu b'nei Yisrael es kol ha'avayda. Vayar Moshe's kol ha'malach v'nei asu, I say, kash yitziv Hashem kein asu? Then he gave them a bracha. Could have said b'kitzer. Vayar Moshe, that they did malach like Hashem, and he gave them a bracha. Say b'kitzer nimritz. Why does it have to be magdim? Kichol ha'shitziv Hashem is Moshe, kein asu b'nei Yisrael, huh? Vayar Moshe, that they did it, and he gave them a bracha. That's question number one. Why the arikas? Question number two, if you look, there's a chiluk in Lashon. Kichol ha'shasiv Hashem es Moshe, kein osu b'nei Yisrael, it's called ha'avoida. Calls it avoida. Vayar Moshe is kol ha'malache b'nei osu. Why does it switch from avoida to malach? So zok the heilige chassam sefer, that the Torah l'chatchil is telling us, we know that avoida, b'avadatim es Hashem alikechem, avoida, what's avoida? Avoida is b'leib. That's the Gemara Masechtas Tainus, right? What avoid are we talking about? Avoid the shibalei. So state in pasuk. Kichol ha'shetziv Hashem es Moshe, kinosu b'nei Yisrael es kol ha'avoida. The nedivus ha'lev, the avoid of the heart, that was necessary with the Mishkan, side with the donations, and side with the Kavanas while they were doing it, they Taki did it like that. But Moshe Rabbeinu could have no idea how they did it, what they had in their hearts. He can't read a person's mind. So how could Moshe Rabbeinu know that it was done with the full Nedivas Alev to give them a bracha for it? Vayar Moshe's Kol HaMelach, he saw the physical work. V'nei Osu Eishak HaShetiva Hashem. It was unbelievable nice. The intricate avodas in the Beis HaMikdash, the weaving and the masterwork and the chiseling and everything should come out exactly perfect, exactly the way Hashem. It's like the Erech HaTeva. The mamash it should be to the perfection that the malacha, the physical malacha was perfect. So Moshe Rabbeinu realized that could only be because in their hearts it was done with such an adivus halayim that Hashem made it come out like that. That's the redundance in the pasuk. The Nedivas Alev in the heart, they did everything the way Hashem wanted it. But how did Moshe Rabbeinu know that? He saw the physical Melache, and they did it exactly, intricately, managed without any failing whatsoever. That was B'derech Neis. The only way Shaykh is because the Nedivas Alev was perfect, and the Melech, the physical Aveda came out perfect, and then Vayibarach Hashem Moshe. Only then the Moshe Rabbeinu give them a bracha. Those are the Halakha Chassam Sofer. There's a very nice shadow here from the Meshech Chochmah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to anoint Aaron. You should umashach this Aaron, you should be Moshech Aaron to be a Kohen. And then right afterwards it says, umashach to Isham, you should anoint Aaron's sons, kasher mashach this Abiyam. Just like you were Moshe the father, the chiyanu li. So what's the pshat? You should be Moshe of them just like you were Moshe the father. If you're Moshe of them, Mashiach, there's one kind of a Mashiach and that's it. What would be the hava mina? Be Moshe of them not like you were Moshe the father. Like, what's the pshat? So Meshach Chachma says a gvaldik pshat. When Moshe Rabbein was Moshe Aaron, there was no jealousy there whatsoever. Number one was his brother. Number two, whatever Aaron had, Moshe Rabbeinu had. Moshe Rabbeinu was a melech. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi. And Moshe Rabbeinu was also Kohen Gadol during the Yimei HaMilon. So he had everything that Aaron had and more. So there was no shash of any jealousy. Lagabi Aaron, he did it with Simcha, with Kavana and Manash. But with the children, that was a different story. Because Aaron HaKohen had something that Moshe Rabbeinu did not have. Aaron HaKohen's children, the Dor Dairis, they get to be the Kahana. Moshe Rabbeinu felt bad. He wanted his children to take over for him, but Hashem said no. So that there would have been a mocking to say that maybe you're not going to do it with the same simcha. So after Meshach Chochma, that was the tzivah HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Umashachta isom kasha mashachta savir v'chianuli," with the same simcha, with the same kavana, with the same brand. That he did it for Aaron, there was no jealousy and no holding back of the simcha. That bracha and that Mashiach should take place with the sons as well. I couldn't shout.